Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
It's something everybody's talking about this kind of time of year. And it seems like there's a generational divide of people who love it and people who could care less.
I love it.
Of course you do.
I used to love it, but now I've given up.
Oh,
that's sad. Mm-hmm. What happened to you, TJ?
My children.
I've always hated it.
Really?
Always?
Always.
What
We're
are we talking
about fireworks.
Who doesn't like fireworks?
No, okay.
There's a lot of people, including Hope, that don't like fireworks.
I'm going to paint you a picture, okay? I'm allergic to mosquitoes, bug bites. I, like, swell up. I've had, like, hundreds on me, like, of bug bites before. Like, I just get attacked. Summer, it's hot, it's sticky, it's dark outside. I got to hear loud booms, and I'm getting eaten alive, and my family is like, no, we're going to go outside and enjoy the fireworks. I'm running. I'm like, get me in a car. Get me not outside. You've seen them once. You've seen them a million times. Then you got to go home, and all you're going to see on your Instagram and your Facebook is 9,000 videos of fireworks. We've seen them. We know what they look like. They jump in the air. They shoot down. They're sparkly. Enough.
What happened to you?
Enough.
Wow. Something traumatic happened.
I'm telling you, my kids have the same opinion about it. You know I'm the queen of forced family fun.
Come on,
kids. So their whole life has been like, what are we doing on the 4th? What do you think we're doing on the 4th? What do we always do on the 4th?
We're going to the fireworks.
We're going to the fireworks. We're going to go to the longest fireworks. We're going to get as close as we can so you can like smell the smoke from the ones that have already shot off. And I mean, I did it. It's just, I don't know. It's just what you've always done. So the fact that the last few years, my kids are like, nah. I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean? I'm going to skip it. And I'm like, skip it? So my mother's generation, they were like, oh my gosh, fireworks. For me, my generation, we're used to it. But now I guess it's kind of getting old. For my kids?
Is it old-timey entertainment?
I think that, like, when you look at ways to be entertained and amazed, like, yeah, I can imagine that as a child, for someone who was growing up in, like, the 50s, 60s, like, that was a huge deal to go see the fireworks. But now, like, the world is our oyster. You want to see anything, you can pull it up on your phone. You create something in your mind, you ask AI, and it's going to create... I had an ad on Facebook yesterday. Do you want to have a conversation with a literal horse? That came up on Facebook yesterday in the Meta AI universe. So like,
so
fireworks.
It's not impressive. It's not, you know, you don't want to have to handle all the elements.
Yeah. The last couple of years, I'm like, oh no, my family's dog is 20. Charlie, he's a Maltese. And the last couple years, I'm like, oh no, like somebody has to be with Charlie during the fireworks. He can't hear anything. This year, I'm like, oh no, I don't know how Duke's going to react to the fireworks. We live next to a gun range. He hears shots going off all of the time. He's unaffected. Oh no. So sorry, I can't go to the fireworks. I got to be there with my dog.
Oh no, I'll be away from my screen for 20 minutes while I'm watching things go boom. You know what? You need to just stay home then. We, TJ and I, will go out, leave your kids with her. There we go. Your kids, she can watch your kids.
Yeah.
You and me and Steve and Val will go find a park and we'll watch the fireworks.
Yeah. You think mosquitoes affected you? I'm going to drop my kids off at your house.
All right, our Copo. I guess the question is, are fireworks still cool? I think they're cool.
Yeah.
Is it generational?
Have you seen the drone shows that some cities
that is
are
cool.
doing?
That's cool.
I'd go to a drone show.
Oh my god!
But your experience is the same. So you standing outside with the bugs attacking you and stuff, that's not going to change because you're looking at drones versus fireworks.
Yeah, but I've never seen drones in a show before flying around. I have seen fireworks. You've seen them once. You've seen them a million times.
Man.
There's no difference.
585-252-9233. Court of Public Opinion is now in session.
The public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, we're talking about fireworks. is it a generational divide? It seems like younger people could take them or leave them. Older people, super excited.
You kids don't know what's good. I'm so angry and fired up. My microphone was off. You don't know what's good. You respect the fireworks.
You've seen them once. You've seen them a million times. Like, I just... It's loud. It's sparkly. It goes boom. You're done. There's smoke. I don't know. Like...
Yeah, there's folks chiming in saying, you know what? I think the fireworks are a little bit more than just fireworks. They're time to spend with your family and friends. Appreciate the simpler things. So they're kind of in a way agreeing that it's a simple thing.
It is a simple thing.
And that isn't as big or impressive to younger folks.
Another texter in the 50s and 60s, fireworks were few and far between. We're saturated with them now.
Yeah.
So I think they're saying maybe there's just, if it was just on the 4th of July.
Right.
It would be a bigger deal.
I agree with that. You can buy them in any parking lot from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
You're not getting the real good stuff,
You're not getting the real...
You got to drive to Pennsylvania. By the way, fun fact. You go just over the border in PA, where it's legal to sell them.
Yeah.
They will sell them to you with a New York State driver's license, but they will not sell them to people with Pennsylvania driver's license.
Why?
Because they don't want them in their state.
Oh.
Why do you think they would do that? They get the money.
Right.
Tax revenue.
Yeah.
And then we're blowing it up here.
Okay. And it's not far away.
It's right over the border. It's literally two minutes south of the border.
To me, it's like lighting money on fire. I've bought them once, and I was like, I can't believe that was it. That's all I got for my money.
Because they're not the good ones. They're not the real ones that shake the house when they go off.
Right.
They're lame.
So we have tried to set them up. I myself enjoy the 4th of July. I like the fireworks. My kids, not so much anymore. I do think it's a generational thing. I just think it's lost its luster. And they're choosing different ways to celebrate our freedom, I guess.
What do you think about other, I'm just going to call it generically old-timey entertainment. Stuff that's been around forever. Like the circus.
Yeah. Has the circus even come through? I don't think I've even seen come through in years.
But they don't have the animals anymore.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see the elephants and the lions and the tigers and all that stuff. You're going to see acrobats.
They're not allowed to anymore.
They're not doing that anymore. Carnivals.
Yeah.
I still dig a good old-timey carnival, like fireman's carnival and stuff like that.
Right. But
Hope, why do you hate carnivals?
Running
look
to
at
it.
Her. Look at the look on her face. She doesn't want to say it. She hates carnivals, too.
Yeah.
Why do you hate carnivals?
Because there's bugs. And there's cords on the ground. And if I could trip. And some of the equipment is questionable.
You want to ride in a rickety ride that you don't know how old it is.
I know
you've got random people assembling to take it down 2 days later and then go somewhere else and raise it. You think there's no screws lost along the way?
It's called living life, Hope. It's called living.
Lockjaw from stepping on one of their rusty nails that fell out of their ride.
For today's Copo, we've been talking about fireworks, which turned into talking about old-timey entertainment, carnivals, circuses.
Things that might have lost their luster. That parades. The newer generations might not even find entertaining anymore. And that got us into all sorts of stuff. And let's go to the phones, actually.
Good morning, The Bean.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, first I can comment on the fireworks. I still go, and my family goes, and my cat, amazing. He's watching.
Okay. I got you. Well, have a great day. Have a great 4th of July, too.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, the court of public opinion, what is the verdict? Fireworks, are they still cool?
Well, no one was like, oh my gosh, they're cool. There are folks texting in, calling in, going, I still go.
But they've lost, you know, maybe a little luster.
Yes, there was only one that was like, still fireworks are still amazing. So I think court of public opinion is kind of on Hope's side.
So the last text I'm going to read, it says, I'm 59, fireworks are old.
Mm.
I still like fireworks. I'm going to be at the Ring of Fire, Canisius Lake, by the way.
I don't want to let them go.
We're going to have our flares out.
They're not going anywhere.
There is a country music superstar walking around with a cane these days. Might shock you who it is. We'll talk about that inside country music news. But first, Keith Urban. And we don't know if he walked away from the interview or one of his handlers cut the plug, but he abruptly ended a radio interview in his home country of Australia after he was asked some questions about his wife. Now, if you didn't know, his wife is in some pretty steamy scenes with Zac Efron in a TV show on Netflix called The Family Affair. And during a Zoom chat with this radio show, Keith was asked, what does Keith Urban, this the exact quote, what does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV? And then, bloop, crickets. There was nothing. And I guarantee they were probably told, here are some things Keith doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we get those lists.
Like when his wife's naked on every show.
Right.
He doesn't want to talk about
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Because she's in everything. It feels like every other day I'm being told that
naked,
Nicole Kidman
is in your face.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's, look, she's in something else. Here she is again. Here she is again.
So afterwards, the co-hosts were asking, does Keith Urban hate us now? Somebody's publicist hates you. By the way, they just celebrated 19 years of marriage.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Keith and Nicole. If you didn't already know, Jelly Roll and The Rock have this bromance that has been going on for a decade. Jelly Roll has been famous since before he hit the country scene.
So that was going to be my next question. Yeah. I was like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was like, it was a mutual bromance 10 years ago.
Yes.
Like he also knew who he was.
So they actually met for the first time face to face. They've talked on the phone many, many times, but they met for the first time this past week. And he says, I've been waiting a decade for this hug. And then they gave the bro hug. And The Rock went on to tell the story about how Jelly's song called Only was there for him in a rough time in his life. And he said it cheered him up when he was in a dark place. So Jelly has touched
a
lot of
place?
People. Yeah, that's the other part of that story. It's like, what?
What?
What happened to The Rock?
I wish you would have told me.
He's saving all this stuff.
I would have been there for you. I would have given you hugs and played you Elvis music.
No. Shh, shh. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's called rubbernecking, babe.
So I mentioned earlier that there is a country music superstar hobbling around on a cane these days. That is Tim McGraw.
Saw that.
And he has had a rough year. Now, this is a guy who admittedly abused drugs and alcohol when he was younger. And then he turned into a fitness fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was ripped, great shape. He's still in great shape. But last year, it all kind of caught up with him. Double knee replacements. I think he had a shoulder surgery and he had a couple back surgeries, like multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
This in the past 12 months. That stuff, each one of those is going to take a while to recover from. But imagine having all of that in the past year. So this wasn't like a paparazzi picture. He posted this. It's a picture of him and Faith smiling. They're in, I think, Amsterdam. They're overseas somewhere. And he's got a cane prominently displayed in the picture.
Yeah, because they're watching their daughter perform.
Right. She's on tour with Brandi Carlile. So they flew overseas to watch the little girl. And, you know, the caption was, they were in Copenhagen. Hanging with my baby in Copenhagen to see Audrey McGraw on tour with the family's Brandi Carlile. So he's on the mend. He's getting better. He had a couple dates that were scheduled. They on purpose scheduled like one-off shows, like festivals and stuff like that to mm-hmm. see how he would do. Because when he does a show, he's out there for 2 hours running around.
Yeah.
And he's not a guy. I don't think we're ever going to see Tim McGraw sitting on a stool doing a show. That dude's going to be full on 100 miles an hour or nothing. And right now he's taking a little bit of time off.
Why he's choosing to be rebuilt.
Yes.
Better.
Better. Stronger.